Sometimes a fireplace has a little thing in the front that you can sit on. What's that called, do you know?
Can't remember.
Starts with an H.
Huh?
Starts with an H.
Hearth?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay, when you have... Who cleans up all the stuff from your wood-burning stove here? You or your wife have to clean it up.
I think she does most of it.
Okay, what are the things that she has to...
We're 50-50 on that. I make the mess and she cleans
it up. Okay, tell me. I don't know if that's very fair there. No.
I'd like to mention one thing. He hauled the rocks for the... that went into this basement and the foundation by wheelbarrow from that hill over there. That's how hard...
Really a hard worker.
Okay,
with you told me that you make the mess with the fireplace here. What do you do to get a fire started? You don't know what kind of stuff do you put in the stove first?
Just wood.
Okay. Do you use some smaller wood?
Yeah, use kindling.
Kindling.
Wood. Try and get a little quite kitschy pine wood for kindling.
Okay.
Almost anything for. And then on.
Very true. Okay, after your fire, you said your wife has to clean up the mess. What's the stuff that she has to clean up?
Well, I'll tell you, she's got to the point where she'd rather make the fire.
I understand. What's left over after the wood has all burned then?
Well, we always have to carry out the ashes.
The ashes.
She does have to. She won't trust me with that.
Okay. Besides ashes, what's the black stuff that gets all over the furniture and the clothes?
That's all.
It fills up the chimney.
You have to get stuff in it.
Yes, I tried to clean.
It's been a long time since I've had to clean it.
Yeah.
Don't move. I used to burn pitchy pine wood all the time. And we don't do that much anymore.
So it doesn't quite get as bad.
Fill up so bad.
Okay. Let's see. Go into here. What's this thing that you have above the fireplace? You can look into and see yourself.
Just a mirror we put up there.
Okay. And what do you look out here? What are these?
Yeah, huh?
These things that you have to look out your house here.
Of course you do. You misunderstood your question.
Huh?
What are these that you look out of every day?
Ooh, windows.
Windows, okay, that's what I was looking for. It looks that behind your drapes you have, looks like some...
That's her work.
Is it? Well, could you tell me what they are, what those things are behind the curtains? I forget what they're called. The little things you pull down?
Blinds?
Yeah, the blinds. Okay, I can't remember what they were called there. Okay, I also noticed when I came in that you had some chairs out on the front of your house here on the stoop, or what could you call it besides a stoop?
I don't know what you'd call it besides a stoop, or just a cement landing and a couple of steps.
Oops. Okay. sometimes in the summer, you see people sitting out on the front of their houses on their rocking chairs. And
that's one thing we didn't provide very good for in this house, a place to sit out in a rocking chair on the porch.
Okay, why didn't you do that? Just didn't fit into the plans?
That's not the way I built the house.
Okay. Hey, what's this right here?
Well, that's the sofa.
The sofa.
What we call it anyway.